A new market is getting set to open in the Treasure Valley, but this is a zero-waste micro-grocery. It's called Roots Zero Waste Market, and it is set to open in Garden City, making it one of the first of its kind in the Northwest. Zero-waste markets are becoming more popular in Europe, and they're starting to pop up in the U.S. as well. Leah Rainey and Zach Yunker are the founders and the owners of Roots Zero Waste micro-grocery, and they join me live in studio to tell us a little bit more about this concept. I want to welcome both of you to the show first.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
And Leah, I want to start with you. Just tell me exactly what a micro grocery is. I'm assuming small.
Small, right? So under 5,000 square feet, and typically is more of a neighborhood feel.
Okay.
Normally, you'll see micro groceries in smaller neighborhoods or bodegas. Sometimes they're called, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a micro grocery is.
And then, how about the zero waste aspect of it? Because I mean, we can all get our heads around a small grocery store.
Mm-hmm. That's really the fun part, and that's really where our ethos and our mission is based in, is the zero waste. So it was really nice to hear your segment earlier about the plastic packaging and the recycling programs. You know, as recycling changes globally for us and recycling becomes more of a problematic commodity for the United States and the rest of the globe, it's really important for us to start taking a look at how we consume our goods. And that first starts with what they normally come in, right? And so there's a lot of stress, at least for me, and I know a lot of other people, in, should I buy that? Because what am I going to do with that package when I'm done with it? You know, how do I deal with that? Really, zero waste markets eliminate that, right? On the surface, we're bulk markets. We carry grains and pulses and spices and things like that that you'll see in most bulk sections. But we don't, provide plastic packaging to put those in.
So then what do you bring?
So that's great. Right? That's a great question. You can bring anything. We like to say if you can fill it, you can weigh it. So you can bring those plastics that you would normally be throwing in the trash. Maybe it's that sour cream or that large yogurt container or that clamshell container.
Okay.
Right?
And just keep it and bring it into
the
store.
That's right. And if you don't have that, then we'll have glass bottles and muslin bags for grains and other plastic alternatives for people to fill and weigh and then pay for.
So how did the two of you come up with this concept?
Yeah. So I worked a lot in Europe, right? And I would see zero waste markets and always thought, wow, that's just awesome. They're always so much farther ahead of us, right? And then we really started seeing them pop up again as the recyclables started, this conversation started to happen, and we really have realized the plastic epidemic that we're in. So we were actually on a vacation and coming back, and I was watching The Inconvenient Truth, and it was kind of like, okay, this is the last straw. You know, we always thought before would it be great to do something like that? But it just kind of connected all the dots for us. And
absolutely,
we said if we can find the right space, which is a neighborhood so that people can walk and bike and be able to access by car, kind of all the trifecta of that, then let's go for it. Let's just do it.
And so, Zach, when Leah said, let's do this, what did you think?
I just probably helped her sort of solidify her thoughts by asking a lot of questions about how the operation would look, what it would provide for the community, and mostly like, you know, what does this really look like? Because it does take time, and you might have an idea and have a sketch of what it might look like, but having more and more questions about it helps to solidify what the actual vision is.
That's why he's a great partner. He's the operations guy, and, you know, he's really
good.
Just
the facts guy.
That's right.
Right.
He's like, let's make sure this is not just folly, but that it's actually something that people want.
And it's sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm speaking with Leah Rainey and Zach Yunker with Root Zero Waste Market. It will soon be opening in Garden City. If you have questions right now, please email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We will try to get to those questions if you can email us now. I want to ask, what is then the benefit of shopping at a zero waste market? Like, why, you know, when we've talked about the plastics and all of that.
Yeah.
But why?
Well, for us, you know, it's a community hub, right? We really want this to make a community, have this be an important part of our community. So, you know, we're not just zero waste. We're also organic. We're non-GMO. We're really concerned about the kinds of products that we're bringing into the market. We want to make sure, and I think this is more important to everyone every day, where's your food coming from? You know, you want to be able to know that you're not getting additional toxins or pesticides in your food, as well as having having it be affordable and healthy mm-hmm. and a staple for the community. I always feel like if there's food security in a neighborhood or a community, then that makes that community stronger and prosper in and of itself.
So why Garden City?
Well, I mean, we I think have all seen all the great things that are happening in Garden City, and I especially love the Cyril Mitchell Work, Live, Create District, which is where we will be, because there are so many people that are embracing artistic lifestyle, you know, really looking at the environment. We have a like-minded community there. And we're right next to the park, right? The Simplot Park's right there, and that's a beautiful facility. So we just kind of believe that that's a really nice place to come up in, where maybe the rest of the city is a little bit saturated within our neighborhoods, like Hyde Park and North End.
So how do you work with produce? Because you will mm-hmm. have produce.
Yeah.
And will it be, you know, are you going to be working with area farmers and growers? How does yeah. that work with this whole concept? And I ask that because if you're about zero waste and it's a micro grocery, you want to bring the community mm-hmm. in, and I would think
That's
it
right.
wouldn't just be customers.
That's right. That's right. No, we want to build a lot of partnerships with local vendors as much as we can who fit within our ethos and our criteria of the organic. And I was just actually talking with somebody this morning about what do you think about ugly vegetables in quotes, you know, that people say. And, you know, I don't have a problem with the crooked carrot being in our, you know, because apparently there's a big waste that's going on with some local farmers where if it's just not looking beautiful, then some of the stores might turn it away, right? So,
and that's not even a local store. That's if
that's
they
right.
that's
right.
any big
yeah.
market.
So, you know, we're playing with things like that. But definitely we always want to be local wherever available and support our local, you know, farmers, and whether that's dairy or eggs or produce.
So let's talk about cost then,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, for some people it is not in the budget mm-hmm. to be able to go to a market like this or other natural markets mm-hmm. that we have in the area. How do you make this affordable?
Yeah. So to me, I think, well, I just want to say this. I think that organic is becoming affordable. I think that we tend to have an idea that because it's labeled organic, mm-hmm. that it's more expensive. And because we have seen such a boom in organic markets or organic farming and
yeah, there's not just one like
right.
it used to be.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. And so I think that it is more approachable and affordable to people. The second part of that is that, and this goes along with food waste, we see a lot of times, especially for me, I have to buy a big portion of something, right? When maybe I only needed 6 ounces of it, or maybe I only needed 3 or 4 cups, right? And so that also makes it more approachable and affordable to someone, right? Instead of being forced to purchase a 10-pound bag or a 5-pound bag of organic sugar, right? I mean, you could literally come get a cup or a two. And that does make it more affordable for whatever you're trying to do for that moment.
So you're still in the store has not opened.
That's right.
You're beyond the planning phase.
Yes.
Tell me where you are in this process.
Yep. So, I mean, we're still meeting with architects in the city. That always takes a long time. And that's kind of been an eye-opening experience for us. But we have our building. We have a lot of support from our developer, Hannah Ball. And so she, you know, we continue to work together on that as we go to the city and make sure that all of our plans are looking good to them. And we hopefully can start construction within the next month or so once we get all of those approvals from the city.
And once you do that,
yeah.
then what would be a tentative opening for something like this?
The opening should be in October 1st.
Yeah.
As we're building the interior, we plan on having some community events in the parking lot to help generate excitement for the space, as well as bring in some of our vendors and partners into that so that people can have a good idea of what it looks like as a finished product. And
to meet our neighbors,
yeah.
really, you
yeah.
know, have to do something fun and meet our neighbors.
Yeah, we had a guy stroll in this morning
yeah.
offering to help work on the building.
Lou from Garden City. And he said he's really excited to be there, so that we're going to be there. So it was fun.
And this is something different for Garden
yeah.
City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it is.
They really are on kind of this, I almost say, landlocked streets, right? They're
mm-hmm.
in this place where you have to travel 2.5 miles at the minimum to get to any grocery store. So I think it'll be really helpful to have something so close to them.
Well, I appreciate the two of you coming in today. My guests today, Leah Rainey and Zach Yonker, they are the founders and the creators of Roots Zero Waste Market that will soon be opening in Garden City, according to Zach, October 1st.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you both so much.